This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Preparations for Nepal's International Climate Conference, the inaugural Sagarmatha Sambad 2025, near completion. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudil assures development partners that economic reforms would be prioritized. And 13 people, including 9 women and 4 children, killed in a truck accident in India's Chhattisgarh state. Now the news in detail. Foreign Minister and Sagarmatha Sambad 2025 Organizing Committee Coordinator Dr. Arjurana Dewa has announced that preparations for the inaugural Sagarmatha Sambad set for the 16th to 18th of May 2025 in Kathmandu are nearing completion. Speaking at a media briefing in Singhadarbar today, Minister Dr. Rana described the event as an international forum to address climate changes with global challenges, with the theme Climate Change, Mountains and the Future of Humanity. She highlighted preparatory events like the Himali Dialogue in Jumla and Bayu Sambad in Kathmandu. Minister Dr. Rana outlined key sessions including an opening ceremony with Prime Minister's address, a plenary for international delegates and a parallel discussion on climate and mountain issues. Around 350 participants including 175 foreign delegates from 12 countries will attend the conference to be held in Hotel Solti. She emphasized robust media arrangements including live broadcast and a media center. Minister Dr. Rana underscored Nepal's aim to establish itself as a neutral, dialogue-driven diplomatic leader through this global platform. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil has emphasized that economic reforms will be given top priority in the coming days. Speaking at a discussion with development partners regarding the upcoming budget, he highlighted that ongoing economic reforms have already shown positive results. He noted that amendments to laws through ordinances, recommendations from the High-Level Economic Reform Suggestion Commission, and various policy discussions are key aspects of these reforms. Deputy Prime Minister Paudil informed development partners that upcoming budget will focus on encouraging the private sector, creating employment opportunities, boosting production and productivity and strengthening the national economy. Acknowledging the constraints in resources availability, he stressed that the budget will prioritize frugality, expenditure reduction and efficient allocation of limited resources to maximize returns. He further stated that the foreign aid will be aligned with Nepal's needs and priorities, ensuring its effective and proper utilization. Deputy Prime Minister Paudil also mentioned efforts to address issues related to capital expenditure. Expressing confidence, he said the budget, once presented in Parliament, would be widely regarded as realistic. He reiterated Nepal's expectation of continued support from friendly nations and development partners. Likewise, Finance Secretary Ghanasyam Upadhyay added that the upcoming budget will prioritize economic discipline and boosting private sector confidence. Thaniram Sarma, who is the head of the International Economic Assistance Coordination Division at the Finance Ministry, reported that Nepal's economy was on a path to improvement compared to last year, with economic indicators currently showing positive trends. Representatives of development partners provided suggestions on revenue mobilization, optimal resource use, realistic budget formulation, and effective implementation while affirming their commitment to further support Nepal. The discussion included ambassadors and representatives from India, China, the United States, the United Kingdom, Japan, Korea, Australia, Norway, Germany, Finland, the European Union, the World Bank, the Asian Development Bank, the United Nations, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Health Organization. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today met with participants of the Inter-Parliamentary Speakers Conference, ISC, at his Balwatar residence to discuss parliamentary diplomacy. He emphasized Nepal's commitment to collaborating with the ISC on international platforms to promote peace and shared prosperity through cooperative efforts. The delegation included Malaysian parliamentarians Datuk Wida, Dr. Muhammad Hatta bin Muhammad Ramli, Rozia binti Ismail, and Datuk Lari Song Wen Shen, as well as ISC advisor from Japan, Masaichi Hori, among others. Representing Nepal were ISC Secretary General and Parliamentarian Eknath Thakal, CPNUML Whip Sunita Baral, and Prime Minister Oli's Chief Advisor Bishnu Prasad Rimal. The meeting focused on exchanging experiences to advance parliamentary cooperation, highlighting the role of such forums in addressing global challenges and fostering mutual progress. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. 13 people, including 9 women and 4 children, died in India's Raipur district in Chhattisgarh state when a truck carrying passengers collided with the trailer. 12 others were injured in one of Chhattisgarh's worst road mishaps of late. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed deep grief over the loss of lives. He sanctioned relief payments of 200,000 Indian rupees to the next of kin of those killed from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. He also gave 50,000 rupees to those injured. Prime Minister Modi said in a post on his verified official handle of X that he was deeply saddened by the loss of lives due to a road accident in Raipur, Chhattisgarh. U.S. President Donald Trump has slashed the tariff on small parcels sent from mainland China and Hong Kong to the United States just hours after the world's two biggest economies said they would cut levies on each other's goods for 90 days. The new tariffs on small packages worth up to $800 have been cut from 120% to 54%, according to a White House statement. The flat fee per item will remain at $100 for shipments sent before the 2nd of May, while a $200 charge due to apply from the 1st of June has been cancelled. Chinese online retail giants Shein and Temu had previously relied on the so-called de minimis exemption to ship low-value items directly to the customers in the U.S. without having to pay duties or import taxes. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the Kosi Province, along with the hilly regions of Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of the hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Preparations for Nepal's International Climate Conference, the inaugural Sagarmatha Sambad 2025, near completion. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudil assures development partners that economic reforms would be prioritized. And 13 people, including 9 women and 4 children, killed in a truck accident in India's Chhattisgarh state. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.